The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1305. Today is the 27th of September 2021, and I'm your host, Sophia. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about who else wants to know the mystery behind Hurricane. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
To solve this, scientists must face up to the storm and begin solving the mystery of its formation. Scientists know that tornadoes arise from huge, violent supercells or thunderstorms, which are huge storms that spin so fast that they are like mini-hurricanes. But tornadoes are small events that are short-lived and only cover a small area with their strong winds. Tornadoes require a collision of warm, humid air with dry, cold air and winds at higher altitudes to channel the energy into the storm. A hurricane begins as a pile of clouds that swirl up and turn into a tropical storm. The energy and plenty of moisture and decent winds on the upper level trigger a full-blown tropical storm that develops into a hurricane. A hurricane moves through the mid-level atmosphere like a pine cone in a river. If you can see where the stream is going, you can predict where the pine cone will go. What happens is that once the winds reach their ferocious state, they start to decrease. If a storm winds less than 75 kilometers per hour, it can no longer be called a hurricane. In violent storms like Hurricane Andrew, the decline can be quite rapid. A hurricane can still cause major damage, heavy rain and flooding in the form of tornadoes. Storm surge is a wall of seawater pushed to the coast by the sheer force of the gale force winds, causing the water level to rise by 4.5 meters or more, as predicted by astronomical tides. Flooding caused by storm surges and heavy rainfall is a major hurricane hazard. Storm surges have been the leading cause of hurricane-related deaths over the past 50 years, according to a study published in the American Meteorology Society Bulletin 2014. In 2017, the National Weather Service began with storm surge warnings, warnings and warnings for areas along U.S. Gulf and Atlantic coasts at the unique risk of life-threatening flooding from approaching tropical cyclones. A hurricane is a large, rotating tropical storm with wind speeds of more than 119 kilometers per hour. The vast majority of major Atlantic hurricanes form during peak travel periods. Worsening climate change has thrown the vast majority of major Atlantic hurricanes into turmoil, and Heckscher and others fear that it poses a growing threat to migration birds that cross stormy seas in more subtle, longer-term ways to hibernate. A Duke University research team found a strong correlation between deaths of black terns and the strength of hurricanes, leading authors to conclude that climate-related storms could pose a long-term problem for colonies in Dry Tortugas National Park. Black terns are common in the right type of hurricane, but the wrong type of hurricane can make a big difference, said Duke ecologist Stuart Pym, who worked on a 2017 study. Some birds detect pressure shifts and escape the storm by weathering it on the ground, while others throw traps into the eye of the hurricane. Others are scavengers such as raccoons, which take advantage of new food sources during a storm, certain frogs and toads that reproduce during heavy rains, and plants that use the wind to spread their seeds. The lack of progress on tornado warnings frustrates some, given how well meteorologists have been able to predict other storms, including hurricanes. In 2019, the National Hurricane Center's predictions 3 days before a storm were less accurate than their predictions a day before a storm in 1990. At the other end of the spectrum, people have been worried for years about how climate change might affect hurricane activity. The vast majority of tornado warnings issued by the National Weather Service have turned out over the years to be false alarms, with a false alarm rate of 70-80%. NOAA's National Hurricane Center has been responsible for forecasting hurricanes since the early 1950s. As tropical storms form in the ocean, the NHC tracks them as partners and issues updated forecasts as they develop into hurricanes and before they make landfall. Scientists can better predict hurricanes and estimate how strong they will be before they reach the coast. Advances in understanding tropical cyclones have led to significant improvements in track, intensity, precipitation and storm surge predictions, which are reviewed in detail in 3 chapters. Given the huge loss of life caused by recent tropical cyclones, the book concludes with an important chapter on civil protection. Tropical cyclone forecasters, those with a general interest in the area and those with a non-technical interest can
obtain a loose leaf book from GJ. The Global Guide to Tropical Cyclone Forecasting. Author Carrie Emanuel discusses hurricane predictions, historical events and human impacts. Gordon E. Dunn, director of the National Hurricane Center, and Banner I. Miller, research meteorologist, National Hurricane Research Project. These two books are amazing documentaries about hurricanes that hit the states of North Carolina and Florida between 1526 to 1996 and 1546 to 1995. As the Atlantic approaches Canada, hurricane and tropical storm warnings for Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland were issued. On September 2, a hurricane warning was issued for the southern coast of Georgia as the hurricane approached. Wind gusts of tropical storm force and gale force rain hit the Georgia coast on Wednesday, September 4. She had to center a little of the remaining force to follow Eric and keep up with him, but did not let him know how long she was away. Fresh, blazing tree trunks appeared as far as possible at the height of the snowstorm, assuring Vic and Eric that they were following a trail. She was glad to have him with her, and to his credit she had enough sense to know when to return. But at this time of day, in the face of howling winds and blinding snow, finding her way home through the blackened corridors of an evergreen forest was out of the question. She wanted Imogene to see the fine hut in a secluded mountain park with snow-capped slopes ideal for a skiing lesson. The main party was on the right side of the hut, which had its own entrance but was too far away to reach it in time.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Sophia and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.